This episode is provided by Thomas Allgaier and Frenos, based on the most relevant LinkedIn posts about go-to-market in calendar weeks 14 and 15. Frenos is a B2B market research partner, helping ICT and tech providers identify niche channel partners by compressing the full journey from identification to qualified first meeting into 4 to 5 weeks. You can find more info in the description.
Yeah, and we are really excited to jump right into this one because if you look at the data, the landscape is just, it's totally shifting.
Oh, absolutely. So for context, our mission today is unpacking the top go-to-market insights curated directly from the front lines of LinkedIn over calendar weeks 14 and 15.
Right. And for you, the B2B marketing professional listening right now, just knowing that things are changing well, it's just not enough anymore.
No, it's really not. You have to understand the actual mechanics, right? Like how these new commercial engines are being built from the ground up.
Exactly. Which brings us to our roadmap for this deep dive.
Yeah, we're going to cover four major themes we saw trending. The shift to AI-native GTM, stack simplification, context-led execution, and finally, GTM discipline.
It's a lot to cover, but it all connects perfectly.
Definitely. So starting with theme one, AI-native GTM. Okay, let's unpack this. Because looking through the insights from these operators, the most foundational shift we're seeing is that AI has officially graduated.
It really has. It's forcefully moved out of that basic productivity support phase.
Right. We're no longer talking about just asking a chatbot to rewrite a cold email so it sounds a little more professional.
Yeah, those days are over.
It's planted itself firmly into the execution core of the go-to-market motion.
Yeah.
Like it's actually running things.
Yeah, it's the infrastructure now. And the source material really highlights this massive pivot away from simple prompt engineering. Mm-hmm. And it's moving toward deep system design. We're looking at operators who are actively handing over research, lead enrichment, routing, and even campaign setup directly to AI.
All right, the posts mentioned specific platforms too, like Flood Code, Clay, and demand-based AI.
Exactly. But the critical distinction here is how they're actually doing it. They aren't just like opening a chat window and typing a prompt.
Right. It's way more advanced.
They are literally configuring the cognition of their commercial engine, focusing heavily on context, memory, and guardrails.
Wait, I want to stop on that phrase for a second. Configuring cognition.
Yeah.
Because to me, that implies we are asking B2B marketing teams to operate with the discipline of software developers.
You kind of have to, honestly.
It's like going from playing a solo instrument to suddenly conducting a full symphony orchestra. I mean, are GTM teams actually ready to operate with this product-like discipline?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the market is ruthlessly forcing their hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the signal from the data is undeniably clear. AI's value is no longer about novelty at all.
Right. Nobody in C-suite cares if you're using AI just to write a blog post anymore.
Exactly. The value is strictly defined by whether this technology improves your speed, your cross-functional coordination, and ultimately your pipeline outcome.
And if you don't adapt, you just get out-executed.
Yeah, the operators adopting this product-like discipline are hitting a velocity that traditional teams simply cannot match.
Wow. Which naturally exposes a massive liability that a lot of companies are, just waking up to.
Oh, for sure. The tech stack.
Right. Our second theme. Because if your goal is an integrated AI engine, capable of executing complex logic at that speed, you quickly realize you just can't run that engine on the bloated, fragmented tech stacks we've built over the last decade.
Absolutely not. The sheer latency between systems will kill the automation entirely.
Yeah. Tool sprawl is officially being called out as the enemy of modern GTM.
For years, the industry habit was just to buy a niche microsauce for every tiny problem.
Right. One tool for intent data, one for sending sequences, one for call recording.
Exactly. And the posts from weeks 14 and 15 frame this fragmented architecture as a fatal flaw. When your commercial data is sitting in six different silos, your AI agent just can't build a complete picture of the account.
It creates data decay.
Yes. Right. It fragments ownership and it grinds execution to a complete halt.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. We aren't just seeing thought leaders complain about tool sprawl on LinkedIn.
Huh.
We're seeing the capital markets react.
Oh, the acquisitions.
Yeah, look at Apollo acquiring Pocus. That isn't just a corporate merger. That is a massive signal about the death of the commercial handoff.
It's the perfect illustration of this consolidation trend. Pocus built its reputation on product-led sales signals and complex account scoring, right?
Mm-hmm. Essentially acting as the brain that figures out who you should actually be talking to.
Exactly. Apollo, on the other hand, is the execution layer. The hands that actually send the emails, make the dials, and run the sequences.
So by bringing them together, you completely collapse the distance between the insight and the action.
Right. You no longer have a RevOps manager exporting a CSV of hot accounts from POCUS on a Friday.
And uploading it into Apollo on a Monday.
Exactly. Hoping the sales reps actually follow up. The logic that prioritizes the account and the workflow that executes the outreach now live in the exact same environment.
That makes total sense.
And we're seeing this demand for connected environments totally reshape how companies approach ecosystem partnerships too.
How so?
Well, the old model of ecosystem partnerships was purely about marketing breadth, right? Putting 50 different vendor logos on a slide just to look comprehensive.
Oh yeah, the massive integration webs.
Today, partnerships are judged entirely on execution and data proximity.
Give me the mechanical reality of that. Like, how does data proximity actually change the workflow?
Look at the example in our Sources of Rocks becoming built on Databricks. Databricks is this massive, heavy-duty enterprise data infrastructure.
Right.
Historically, if marketing wanted to use that data, they had to pump it out of the data lake, filter it, and push it into a separate engagement platform. That introduces massive latency.
Because it's constantly syncing back and forth.
Exactly. But by building Rocks, which is an AI revenue agent layer directly on top of Databricks, the AI is swimming in the native data lake.
Oh, wow.
There is no handoff, no syncing delay. The agent can act on the raw data the second it updates. Demandbase is pushing a very similar narrative with their connected platform approach.
Emphasizing that execution speed depends entirely on an aligned, real-time view of the account.
Precisely.
I understand the appeal of stripping away the silos. I really do. Nobody likes navigating 15 different vendor dashboards just to figure out why a deal stalled.
It's a nightmare.
But let me push back on this push for consolidation for a second.
Mm.
If leaner architecture is the mandate, and partnerships only matter when they shorten the path to pipeline action, aren't we risking severe vendor lock-in? If we dump all our specialized best-of-breed tools just to reduce handoffs, aren't we sacrificing the deep functionality that made those niche tools valuable in the first place?
It is the classic tension between best-of-breed and all-in-one, but the operators driving the conversation in weeks 14 and 15 suggest that the cost of fragmentation has simply outgrown the benefit of specialized features.
Really?
Yeah. Having a niche tool with a slightly better UI doesn't matter if the intent data it generates gets stuck in an API bottleneck for 3 days before reaching the rep.
Right. By then, the buyer has moved on.
Exactly. Speed and coordination are trumping specialized features right now. The market is aggressively favoring platforms that offer broad orchestration capability because an AI engine requires frictionless fuel to function.
But tearing down your tech stack to let that frictionless fuel flow freely reveals a terrifying new problem, which brings us to theme three.
The data flip.
Yes. When you strip away the silos, you're suddenly standing in a massive, uncontrolled flood of raw data. And that is exactly where most AI motions are drowning right now.
We have officially crossed out of the era of data abundance and into the era of decision usefulness.
A recurring warning across all the posts from these weeks is that raw data has lost its strategic value.
Totally. 10 years ago, simply knowing that a target account visited your pricing page was a huge competitive advantage.
Today, every single one of your competitors have that exact same signal.
Yeah, having a massive database of contacts is baseline table stakes now.
So if everyone has the same raw ingredients, the only thing that separates a winning campaign from spam is how you interpret those ingredients.
Exactly. And the sources point to this massive rise in what is being called context engineering.
Which I kind of look at like a prism. Like, raw data is just blinding white light. It's totally overwhelming and unusable.
Right.
But context engineering is the prism that fractures that white light into specific, actionable color spectrums that a GTM team can actually use to drive revenue.
That is the perfect way to visualize it, because an AI platform can easily collect 10 million data points across your target market in a single day.
Which is just noise.
Total noise. Context engineering means building the specific business logic that tells your AI, hey, when a tier one target account exhibits a surge in intent around cybersecurity compliance, they just hired a new CISO.
Right.
That specific combination of signals means X for our product, and the automated action we take next should be Y.
So it's about translating a generic market event into hyper-specific buying relevance for your brand.
Exactly.
Can we walk through what that actually looks like in a modern workflow? Like, let's take the tools we've been discussing. How does a team orchestrate that prism effect?
Sure. Imagine a seamless three-step automated workflow. Step one, demand-based detects an anonymous intent surge from a target account researching a specific pain point on third-party sites.
Okay, so that is your raw signal.
Right. Step two, instead of just alerting a rep, the system automatically pushes that account data into Clay. Clay then runs a waterfall logic to identify the exact buying committee members at that account and enriches them with recent LinkedIn activity and company news.
That is your context engineering right there.
Exactly. And finally, step three, Clay pushes those enriched, highly contextualized profiles directly into Apollo, automatically dropping them into a hyper-personalized sequence.
Wow.
A sequence that references the exact pain point demand-based detected and the recent company news Clay uncovered.
And the sales rep hasn't even lifted a finger yet. The AI handled the research, the logic routing, and the campaign setup, delivering a warm, highly relevant interaction.
Yep. If we connect this to the bigger picture, you can see why message relevance is becoming the ultimate performance differentiator.
Because if you don't engineer that context,
if you just take an AI agent and hook it up to raw intent data without that contextual layer, the AI will just blast out generic messaging at lightning speed.
Yeah. You aren't scaling your go-to-market. You are just automating your own irrelevance at scale.
Automating irrelevance at scale. It's so true. The entire game is translating data into clear next actions that resonate deeply with the buyer's current specific situation.
Automating irrelevance at scale is a really sobering concept. It proves that simply buying the best AI tools won't save a bad strategy.
Not at all.
Which perfectly sets up our final theme. We have the AI engine. We know we need to simplify the stack to reduce latency. Mm-hmm. We know we need to engineer the context so the data is actionable.
Right.
But who is actually running this highly sophisticated machinery?
That is the human bottleneck. You just cannot operate this new architecture with a legacy mindset.
Yeah, the insights from these past 2 weeks heavily emphasize the rise of GTM engineering as a formalized discipline within commercial teams.
This is a massive evolution from traditional marketing operations.
So what does this all mean, like, for the B2B marketing professional listening who might be feeling entirely overwhelmed right now?
It does sound like a lot.
If the future of go-to-market involves orchestrating AI cognition, managing API waterfalls in Clay, and mapping data models directly on top of Databricks, what happens to the core tenets of marketing? Does the art of it just disappear into the algorithm?
I'd argue the exact opposite is happening. The operators in our source material make a deeply reassuring point. AI is ultimately just an amplifier.
Right.
It is an amplifier of a fundamentally sound go-to-market motion. It cannot invent strategy. It cannot fabricate trust.
Yeah.
If you feed an AI engine a weak, generic positioning strategy, it will simply scale failure faster than you ever thought possible.
It's the old garbage in, garbage out principle, just moving at light speed.
Exactly.
The sources actually stress that human fundamentals are more critical now than they were before the AI boom. Hmm. Things like clear category positioning, founder-led go-to-market motions, meticulously documented playbooks, and trust-based messaging.
Yes, those are the real signals of commercial maturity. Those are the elements that give the AI its actual power.
Because if your brand doesn't have a distinct point of view, your automated sequences will just blend into the endless noise of AI-generated spam.
Right. And this raises an important question about how we train and structure our commercial teams moving forward. The industry is aggressively moving out of the let's just give the team ChatGPT and see what happens phase.
Yeah, the novelty is completely worn off.
We are entering a phase of serious, structured capability building. Go-to-market is increasingly being treated as a managed commercial system with rigorous architecture and strict governance.
Linking heavily into revenue operations and post-sales coordination.
Definitely.
It really demands a completely different skill set. Mm. I mean, B2B buyers are drowning in noise right now, and they are actively looking for vendors who are operationally credible.
Absolutely. That means your internal teams need structured frameworks. They need deep training on how to govern these complex systems, not just how to log in and use them.
The data totally backs that up. Training, certification, and structured enablement around these exact workflows are gaining serious traction.
It is no longer an art project. It is a measurable, engineered business discipline.
Building that internal capability, ensuring your human talent actually understands how to drive the machine rather than just letting the machine drive them, is the definitive frontier for B2B leaders right now.
It's a demanding evolution, no doubt.
It's a total paradigm shift.
Yeah.
We have moved from a mindset of hoarding isolated, best-of-breed tools to designing an integrated AI-native commercial engine.
Right.
we have recognized that we have to ruthlessly simplify our tech stacks to make sure that engine doesn't choke on its own data.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned that the fuel for this new engine isn't raw signals, but deeply engineered context that acts like a prism for relevance.
Exactly.
And ultimately, we are seeing that the human mechanics running this system need a completely new level of operational discipline to turn that automated speed into actual measurable revenue.
But for the B2B marketing professionals who embrace this system-level thinking, who learn to architect the workflows and engineer the context, the operational velocity and cross-functional alignment they achieve will be a nearly insurmountable competitive advantage.
If you enjoyed this episode, new episodes drop every 2 weeks. Also, check out our other editions on account-based marketing, field marketing, channel marketing, MarTech, social selling, and AI in B2B marketing.
Thank you so much for joining the conversation today. We know your time is valuable, and we hope these insights help you build a stronger, leaner, and more intelligent go-to-market engine. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a deep dive.
We'll leave you with this one final thought to mull over. As AI inevitably takes over the execution core of your go-to-market engine, automating the research, the routing, and the outreach at speeds we can barely comprehend, how will you ensure your brand's unique human creativity and distinct point of view don't get automated out of existence?
Really great question to end on. See you all next time.
Bye, everyone.